The Hallmark Channel proudly presents another episode of Mel Gibson on a treadmill. This has been Mel Gibson on a treadmill on the Hallmark Channel.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Well, you're nothing yet.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
It is nice.
Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
Captain to security, come in.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for the week of July 25th through the 31st. That's right, this is the 76th edition of the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast. Welcome, my name is Tim, and I have been searching the internet for something to make you laugh. That's right, you in your cubicle, you in your car, you with your headphones jogging on the side of the road. This one is for you. Not sure if you've heard of the Bob and Tom radio show. It's a pretty popular syndicated radio show out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Anyway, it's a little morning zoo-ish for me, but every once in a while they come up with a bit that makes me laugh hard. Check this out. This is a bit that they call Mr. Obvious.
Hello and welcome to the wildly successful Mr. Obvious Show. I'm your host, Mr. Obvious. Let's take a call. Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Hello, is this Mr. Obvious?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Obvious. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say, first of all, I really love your show. Really enjoy listening to it. I think you do a great job.
Well, kind words indeed. And thank you, caller, for calling the Mr. Obvious Show.
No, Mr. Obvious?
Yes?
Here's my problem.
Oh, okay.
Well, thing is, I think I got some kind of animal trapped in my house.
Ooh, like a pest problem or something?
Yeah, well, it's even bigger than that. I think it's some kind of critter that's trapped down underneath my sink somewhere.
Oh, my. Now, do you live in a rural section of town?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. I live on the outskirts of town here. And, well, here's the thing. I think it's caught underneath my sink, and I've opened the doors and in my cabinets there and looked underneath, and I can't find it anywhere. But I can hear him down there making noise.
Oh, you say you got a critter and you can hear him. Now, what kind of sound does he make, caller?
Well, it's kind of a growling, kind of a... Well, I'll try to imitate it for you. It's kind of like... kind of like that.
Uh-huh. Now, this is under your sink in your kitchen?
Yeah. It sounds like you might be caught down there in the pipes.
Now, this is not uncommon for your rurally located homes to have a raccoon or a possum under the house. Now, you say he might be stuck in the pipes?
Yeah, that's what it seems like because, in fact, I think that's how he's living there. He seems to eat stuff that my wife throws away down the sink after dinner. She'll wash the leftovers down the sink after we get done eating. I think that's what he's eating because I can hear him down there growling and chewing.
Huh. What was the sound again, caller?
Well, it's she'll put the stuff down there in the sink and run the water, and then you can hear him. It's kind of going, kind of like that.
Huh. Now, is there anything else that corresponds with the growling that your wife does there in the kitchen?
Huh. Well, it does seem like it usually happens whenever she tries to turn a light on. There's a light switch there. She'll try to turn it on. The thing is, the light don't come on. I think the light bulb must be burnt out or something, but I can't even find a place to change the light bulb on it. Anyway, she'll try to turn that light switch on, and you can hear him down there just seem to make him mad as anything.
This is in the kitchen under the sink, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I figure he's caught in the pipes.
Right.
So I figured try to get him out of there. Well, I reached down there with my hands when I heard him growl. And I mean, that thing about ripped my fingers off. Bit into me. Boy, it hurt.
Well, I think I know what your problem is, caller. It's a garbage disposal.
So, is that something like a raccoon?
No, caller, it's...
No, it's something littler, like a mouse.
No, caller, it's a machine that's hooked to your drain pipe there under your sink that chews up food that makes it rinse right down the pipe there. It's an actual machine. It's not an animal at all.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I never made the connection. Just get rid of garbage.
There you go.
You're a lifesaver.
Thank you. That'll do it for this week's show. Thank you, and good luck.
Well, that is all the time we have left for the podcast for today. Please to be spreading the word. Tell your friends. Phone the neighbors. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Shut up!
Wow!
Yes.
Yeah.
So cool.